welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to half pass. So half pass is a forward sideways movement. Now remember the order of those words, because it is crucial to maintaining them in that order whilst you teach a horse this movement. Now it's also important to distinguish between the finished product and the learning stages, because as the horse progresses up the levels, the angle and bend in half pass will become greater, and this requires more suppleness, balance and engagement, so don't expect a horse in the earlier phases to half pass like a Grand Prix horse. So now let's discuss what a half pass is and how it should look. So the horse must be bent towards the direction in which he is travelling, and a good guide to the amount of bend is simply to ensure that his face is looking at the point on the track or centreline where you are aiming to arrive at the end of the movement. Now the bend should be through the length of his body, around the rider's inside leg and not just in the neck. And his body should be almost parallel to the track, with his shoulders about one shoe print in advance of his haunches. And this is imperative, as a horse cannot travel sideways with the haunches in the lead and maintain his pace. Now, when it comes to the pace he is travelling in should not change in terms of energy, elasticity, and suspension, nor should the rhythm vary. Now, when ridden in the trot, the legs, both front and back, must cross over each other, landing down on the ground without uncrossing. And then in the canter, the sequence of legs prohibit crossing, so a canter half pass should appear as if the horse jumps into the air, travels sideways with all 4 feet off the ground, before landing and repeating. Now in competition, the half pass is only ridden in trot and canter, but it may also be ridden in walk for training purposes. So now let's look at how to teach the half pass. Now before you begin to teach your horse this exercise, he should have the following prerequisites in place. So number one, a fair degree of balance. Number two, a fair degree of suppleness. Number three, a fair degree of engagement. And number four, an understanding of travers and haunches in. And now here are the steps when it comes to first teaching your horse this movement. So step number one, start by riding haunches in along the track, ensuring that your horse's head is looking straight down the track in front of you. Step number two, turn onto the centre line at A and picture a line drawn on the ground from D to E or D to B. Now this is assuming that you are in a 60 metre long arena, but if not, then go to a point beyond E or B. Step number three, now ride travers along that line in exactly the same way that you rode it along the track, using your imaginary line instead of the track to position his head and hindquarters relative to each other. And step number four, congratulations, you have just ridden your first half pass. So to wrap this episode up, the way that we have described in this podcast is the simplest and most successful way to teach half pass to both horse and rider, as they focus on riding forwards along the line with a modest degree of displacement of the hindquarters instead of getting hung up on going sideways. Now remember what we said at the start of this podcast, always ride the half pass forwards primarily and then sideways secondary. And then as your skills improve, you'll be able to bring the horse more parallel to the wall and steepen the angle to arrive at the track sooner. But remember to always keep riding forward in mind. Now, if you have any more questions when it comes to riding the half pass, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, competitions, free stuff or training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.